world. We've been reaching people. We've been reaching treasures out of darkness for over 50 years, since 1967. People like me, people like you. Come on, somebody. And there's more people out there. Amen. I want to thank my pastor, Pastor Henry and Sister Angela. Amen. I thank them for all that they do. They impart into me. They teach me. They correct me. They guide me. They lead me. And he's showing me the ropes. And I just want to thank him for his faithfulness. Amen. And I also want to thank, he's my father-in-law now. Come on, somebody. But he was my director at first. Come on. I want to thank him for everything. He's here with me for this day. It's a special day all the way around. But he's been backing me up. And I thank you for that. I love you. Amen. And I also want to thank Pastor Charlie and Sister Marlene. Come on, somebody. Yeah. I thank you, Pastor, for allowing me this privilege to share your pulpit. Amen. I don't take it lightly. I take it real serious, man. And it's a blessing. It's a privilege. Amen. To share what God has done in my life and to impart to other people. Amen. And I want to thank all you guys for being here. Amen. Well, real quick, we're going to get into the book. Come on, somebody. The good book. And we're going to go to James, the book of James, in chapter 4. And we're going to begin reading in verse 13. Say amen when you got it. Oh, come on, somebody. I see you got these screens, man. Where them Bibles at? No, I'm just playing. Come on, somebody. All right, we're going to be reading James chapter 4, verse 13. And it reads like this. It says, look here, you who say today or tomorrow we are going to a certain town and will stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. Come on, somebody. In verse 14, it says, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Somebody say, how do you know? It says, your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while. Somebody say, a little while. Then it's gone. In some translations, it says, your life is but a vapor. In verse 15, it says, what you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to. Somebody say, if the Lord wants us to. In other translations, it said, if it's the Lord's will. Somebody say, the Lord's will. See, it says, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own pretentious plans, and all such boasting is evil. Remember, somebody say remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do. Come on, somebody. Woo, it's sin to know what you ought to do and then do not do it. Let's pray. Father God, I come before you this morning. And I thank you, Father. I thank you for all that you do, God. You are faithful, Lord. And I just pray right now, God, that you would move me to the side, God, that you would use me as your vessel piece, God, to share your word, God, and impart, Father God. And I pray, God, that every person that's here today, God, that they won't leave the same. I pray, Father, that you would move within their lives, God. I pray for the hearts to be open, God, and that it would fall on fertile soil, Father, and the seeds be planted, Father. But you do the watering, God. You're the one that brings the increase, Father. So I pray right now, Lord, that you would just move me to the side once again, Father God. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And Pastor Charlie calls me, you know. Well, I tell him, man, I'm coming to Milwaukee, man, you know. Like, hey, man, you know you got to preach, right? Oh, man, yeah, I got you, Pastor. Whatever you need, man, right? But I begin to ask God, well, what is it that you want me to speak on? Because I want to speak on something that's relevant, timely, right? Something that's going to hit at each and every single person here. So I begin to ask God, what is it? And that's when he brought me to this portion of scripture. But I like in verse 14, it says, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Right? It says your life is like a morning fog. It is here a little while, and then it's gone. And if you notice, in the beginning, it's like the person that was making plans. Hey, we're going to go here. We're going to go make some money over here for a year. I'm going to go do this. Come on, somebody. Right? And sometimes, and I begin to think, well, sometimes we begin to live our lives, come on, somebody, with no regards for God's will. We begin, come on, somebody. I'm going to say that again. I said sometimes we live our lives with no regards for God's will. Sometimes we make our plans, come on, somebody, right? We make our plans without Jesus in the midst of it all. So I'm reading this, and I begin to think, well, what am I doing with the time that I have here? What am I doing with the life that God has given me? Come on, somebody. Am I lifting up or am I tearing down? Am I building someone? Am I imparting? Am I giving what God has given me or am I keeping it to myself? And I'm gonna ask you this morning, what are you doing with the life that God has given you? Oh, because he gave us life. Come on. He died on the cross for our sins. Come on, somebody. And he gave us all life. We have breath in our lungs right now because he is alive in us, right? And if I have a title for this message, I title this message, Time is Ticking. Tell your neighbor, time is ticking. Oh, come on, somebody. And I begin to think, you know what? Time is ticking. I want to do so much for God. Sometimes you find yourself here and there, and I'm all around ministry, the home, my wife, and the job, and this and that. But I take time and sit. Am I being effective? I want to be effective in what I'm doing. Amen? Why? Because life is short. Come on, somebody. We hear that all the time. Life is short. Enjoy it. Right? They say that's what they say. Enjoy it, right? Life is short. Oh, come on, somebody. How about eternity is long? Prepare for it. Come on, somebody. Right? But I begin to say, hey, life is short and the world is too big. Come on, somebody. And God's love is so great that I just can't live an ordinary life. Come on, somebody. I can't just live a regular life. I got to do something for God because he pulled me out when nobody was there. He kept his hand upon my life. And I want to do everything I can do for him. I don't want to live ordinary. Because I'm extraordinary. Come on, somebody. Right? And I begin to say, I begin to think, like, you know what? Real quick, so the reason, and I say the life is short. I'm here for a reason today. I'm not going to labor too much on it because we're going to get into it tonight or after service. But I'm here for my grandfather. My grandfather passed away. He was going to be with the Lord, right? And that's my father, you know what I mean? He raised me. But I begin to think, man, life is short. Hey, we got to continue to seek God. It seems like every time that I come to Milwaukee, it's for something other than to come here and chill and just fellowship. It's always something that's, so I begin to think, man, God, I gotta put this in my agenda, man, more often. Instead of coming over here for things like this, which is a blessing today. I got the joy today. That's the difference. The difference is when you got Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. The difference is when someone passes away and you got Jesus. Oh, he gives you the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. And I begin to think, you know what? life is too short. Somebody say life is too short. And you cannot afford to put off what God is doing in your life. I'm going to say that again. Life is too short, and we cannot afford to put off what God is doing in our hearts. Come on, somebody, because he's put something in your heart this morning. Can I hear an amen? Amen. See, we don't have time to live with things that are holding us back. Oh, come on, somebody. Somebody say time is ticking. We don't got time to live with things that are holding us back. See, I don't know what's holding you back. But you know. Can I be real this morning? Come on, somebody. Right? See, I don't know what's holding you back, but the Lord knows. I bet you your pastor knows too. Come on, somebody. Because the Lord speaks to your pastor. And you're probably like, hey, you know what, pastor? I need to pray on it. Uh-oh. He says, hey, get rid of that number. Woo, come on, somebody. I'm going to be real today. Can I be real today, pastor? He says, get rid of the number. He said, I just need to pray on it. I'm going to tell you like this, brothers and sisters. Some things don't need prayer. Something needs discipline. Yeah. Some things don't need prayer. Some things need application. Hey, you got to put your feet to that faith. Come on, somebody. Hey, the Bible says that faith without works is dead faith. Can I hear an amen? Put your hands to the plow. Come on, I always like to say, I got to put some feet to my faith. Right? You got to walk it out. My dad always told me, Lalo, you better walk it. Walk it, don't talk it. Because I tell him, Dad, I'm going to change, Dad. Walk it, don't talk it, man. You know what I mean? So we got to walk it out. Can I hear an amen? See, God already told you what to do. See, God already prepared us, and he's been telling you behind this pulpit many and many times, you know, week after week that, you know what? Hey, he's telling you what to do. Come on, somebody. We're just procrastinating. And I'm going to tell you like this. The longer you entertain the things that are not from God, is the longer you postpone the things that are from God. Oh, you ain't hear me this morning. I said the longer that you entertain the things of the world is the longer that you postpone the things of heaven. Come on, somebody. We got to get in tune. Can I hear an amen? Amen? See, when I was 5 years old, my mother, she's right there. Amen. I love you, Mom. Amen. We used to go to this church, Parkway, right? And I'll never forget, I used to run around the pews, man. I think Pastor Reggie White, he's a pastor, Reggie White, I don't know if you know. I was young, I was 5 years old. But one day, come on somebody, one day I was at the altar. And they begin to pray over me. I don't remember who it was, but people begin to lay their hands upon me. And I was 5 years old, and I remember, next thing you know, all I remember, I was shot, sarababasiko, tododo. Man, the Holy Spirit fell on top of me. Oh, it fell on me. And God has called me, and he's chosen me, and he's handpicked me. Come on, somebody. And right then and there, I knew God was doing something in my life. Man, it's amazes me. I remember that day. Wow. I would never forget it. I was crying. I was 5 years old. I don't know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? It's real. This is real life. Right? But as I got older, come on, somebody. I began to walk this way. Come on, somebody. And you guys know my story. Some of you guys know it. You know what I mean? I was running these streets, man, a heroin addict, crackhead. And it sounds bad, but I like to say it like that because today I'm changed. Come on, somebody. Hey, I like to say it like that. People are amazed. I'm like, yeah, well, I used to smoke crack. Yeah. Today I'm new, man. I'm a new creature in Christ. Come on, somebody. Amen. No, but I begin to sway away, right? And And where I'm getting at is that I was holding back my promises. Come on, somebody. That's what I was holding back. I was holding back the blessings of God, the promises that God had upon my life. See, God promised me that my whole household shall be saved. See, he promised me that he will go before me and make the crooked places straight. He promised me that he would lead me. Oh, come on, he would make a way through the wilderness. Come on, somebody. And he would lead me beside the still waters. But I was holding back God's promises upon my life, not even knowing it. That's why we can't entertain the things of the world. Can I hear an amen? Amen. God called you for something way more great. He's a promise keeper. And where I'm, somebody say, time is ticking. Getting a little ahead of myself. Come on, somebody. See, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. See, I don't know what the future holds. Come on, somebody. Right? But we know who holds the future. We know who's in control of tomorrow. Come on, somebody. See, when we put our lives in Jesus' hand, come on, somebody. Man, it's amazing what God can do. See, he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He doesn't change. He remains the same. See, seasons change, people change, life changes, but he doesn't change. He stays the same. Oh, come on, somebody. You ever had that person, man, you switched up on me real quick. Well, that was me. I switched up on everybody. Come on, somebody. Oh, that was the one person, man. He all of a sudden, he... You know what I'm saying? But Jesus, he remains faithful. Can I hear an amen? Amen. In Matthew 6, 33 to 34, we notice a very familiar portion of scripture. Amen. It says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything will be added to you. Come on, somebody. Right? But it says right here, so don't worry about tomorrow. Somebody say, don't worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble, come on, somebody, is enough for today. Oh, come on, somebody, you ain't hear me. I said today's trouble is enough for today. I don't got time to worry about what's going on tomorrow. It's cool. We make plans. It's cool. But come on, someone, and the Bible says that, you know what? We can cast a lot, we can roll the dice, but the Lord determines how they fall, right? See, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines how they go. Why? Because time is ticking. What are we doing with our lives here this morning? I know I want to make a stamp. I want to make a, man, I want to make an imprint for Jesus. I want to let the whole world know that, you know what, I was lost. And today, I want to make the Lord proud. See, I'm a God pleaser. I'm not a man pleaser. Come on, somebody. All right? I like to please the Lord. Come on, someone. Get the shakes up here, man. Amen. And I said right here, we can make our plans, but the Lord determines how they go, right? And see, we have to understand that we don't have control of the timing. We don't have control of what's going on around us. Come on, somebody, right? And of all these events that are taking place all across the world, fires and politics and all these things, see, we don't have control, but all we can do come on, is recognize the timing of God. Yeah, see, all we can do is recognize God's timing. Come on, somebody. See, there's a time and a place for everything. And you know that one person that's like, we're over here praying or something in church, and he's over here talking to me. Oh, I'm like, man, come on, there's a time and place, man. I'm right here praying, right? Or you're all loud at the restaurant, everybody's looking at the time and place for everything, right? Tell your neighbor, time is ticking. Let's go to Ecclesiastes in chapter 3, verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. And I'm going to begin reading. It says, for everything there's a season, a time for every activity under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal. Come on, we need healing in this place. Come on, somebody. A time to tear down and a time to build up. I believe God's building us up. I believe God's going to build up this church. I believe God's going to build up your life. Come on, somebody. It says in verse 4, it says, a time to cry and a time to laugh. A time to grieve and a time to dance. Come on, somebody. Right? A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. A time to embrace and a time to turn away. A time to search and a time to quit searching. Doesn't say quit. It says a time to search and a time to quit searching. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be quiet and a time to speak. I'm gonna pause on that one for a little bit. Come on, someone. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. In verse 9, it says, what do people really get for all their hard work? I have seen the burden God placed on all of us. Yet God has made everything beautiful for its own time. He has planted eternity in the human heart. But even so, people cannot see. Come on, somebody. People cannot see the whole scope of God's work from the beginning to the end. Man, it's powerful. There's a time and a place for everything. But notice how this doesn't say there's a time. Come on, somebody, to just give up. It doesn't say there's a time for us to be scared. Oh, come on. It doesn't say there's a time for us to be fearful. Come on, somebody. See, fear is not of God. And I begin to think, man, there's a lot of people around the world that are living and walking in fear. I'm not going to get all crazy, right? But people are walking around in fear because of what? This pandemic. Right? The viruses, this new Delta thing or whatever that is, right? You got the I don't like you because you're vaccinated and you don't like me because I'm not vaccinated. Come on, somebody. Hey, it's just what it is, right? But people are walking around in fear. They're walking around in fear. And I'm going to tell you like this. You can get close to Jesus. He don't have the coronavirus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, you can get close to Jesus. He don't got that variant thing or whatever that is. You don't even have to wear your mask. It's okay. Matter of fact, you need to take the mask off. Come on, somebody. Amen. Jesus is faithful, man. But we can't live in fear. We cannot live in fear. I refuse to live in fear because you know why? I'm covered by the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over my life, and I walk with boldness. I walk with authority. I know who I am in Christ. I know my identity. I know He's called me, and that's how we all got to walk. You guys got to walk, know your identity, know what God has called you for. He's all called each and every single one of us for a specific task. Whether it be lifting up your pastor, whether it be in a children's ministry, whatever it be. Be out there in the street, your family. See, I don't know. I know I got family that need to be saved. Come on, somebody. I know that I got people out there lost. I got people that depend on me. Come on, somebody. See, it's your responsibility. Come on, somebody. It's your responsibility to recognize the timing of God. And you say right here, Sometimes you'd be like, I heard people say, you know, just not ready yet. When I get older, I'm going to settle down. Come on, someone, right? I'm going to settle down right now. I'm just chilling. Hey, God, that's exactly how he wants you. Not perfect. Come on, son. Nobody's perfect. He's the only one that's perfect, right? And you begin to say, well, I just want to wait or whatever it is. I'm going to tell you like this. The one that waits for the perfect time, come on, he runs out of time. Why? Because time is ticking. Tap your neighbor and say, time is ticking. Oh, come on, somebody. See, me personally, I'm not trying to kill time. I want to execute it. See, what God is doing in my life, I want to execute it. I want to be effective in everything that I do. But what do you have to do? You have to stay close to the fire. You have to stay prayed up. Come on. You got to stay prayed up. You have to pray. You have to get close to God. Because if you're not close to God, then you're with no power. Powerless. There's power in prayer. There's power in Jesus. Come on, somebody. In Ephesians 5:15. It says, be very careful. Somebody say, be very careful. It says, be very careful. Then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. Right here though. Making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. See, it's his will. Oh, come on, somebody. It's his way or no way. Come on, somebody. A lot of times we want to drive down the one way backwards. And it says right here, I wrote down right here, I want all of us right now, take a little second and evaluate your life. I'm not here to tell you, I'm not here, no, that's the Holy Spirit, I'm not here, none of that, I'm here to stir you up. I'm here to ruffle some feathers, to provoke you in a good way. Amen? But evaluate your life and see what are you doing? What is it that you're doing? Because I evaluate myself. I want to be effective. I've been saying it all morning. Come on, somebody. Right? Evaluate yourself. Evaluate your lifestyle. Come on, somebody. Are we just being proactive or are we being effective? See, everybody here, every person here, and everybody online, too, has the same amount of time as everybody. We all got the same 24 hours. But not everybody gets the same results every day. Oh, come on, somebody. Not everybody's pushing as hard as you. Oh, come on, somebody. Some people need help. Hey, that's where we come in. Hey, brother, I'm going to pray for you, brother. Sister, let me help you. Come on, what do you need help with? Pastor, what is it that you need? I'm called to serve. I'm called to serve, but I want to make every... Why? Somebody ask me why. Because time is ticking. Oh, come on, we're not here for long. We're not here for long, people. This is real life. This is true life. But I want to make a stamp, and I want to give God glory. Come on, somebody. I want to give him everything that I have. I give him my life. I'm not faking the funk. Come on, somebody. Let's go to Psalms 103. And I'm gonna be closing here. In a minute, I told you I'm not going to be long. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. And Psalms 103. Let me find it. 103 and verse 13. And as the worship team comes up, matter of fact, it says, the Lord is like a father to his children. tender and compassionate to those who fear him. In other versions, it says, the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, right? It says he's a father. I forget how it goes. How's it go, Pastor? Pastor Felipe, you know it? Oh, come on, man. Yeah, you're supposed to back me up, man. It says the Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows that we are weak and he remembers that we are dust. Our days on earth are like grass, like wild flowers. We bloom and die. The winds blow and we are gone, as though we had never been here. But in verse 17 it says, but the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children's children. Come on, somebody. Generation after generation. Come on, somebody. That's one of our promises. All that generation after generation. That the Lord's name will be on their lips. The name of Jesus shall be on the lips of my children's 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 children's, and you gotta claim it. This morning, I want you just to all stand. And I'm here this morning to let you know that we still have time. There's still time. But the time is ticking. See, we don't know if we're going to wake up tomorrow. See, a lot of people have plans to wake up today, and they're not here. So if you're here this morning, come on, somebody. It's a blessing. See, God has called you. Make the most of every day. And I'm not trying to say, go burn yourself out. Stay close to Jesus. Stay close to Jesus. Amen. As you guys go ahead, you guys can see. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord. We worship you, God. We thank you, Father. We glorify you, God. You are worthy. Oh, there's nothing like your love, God. Nothing like what you do, God. Nothing like how you work, Father. There's nothing like how you move, Father God. How you take a broken heart, God, and you put it back together, God. Oh, how you lift us up, Father God. I thank you, God, for your salvation. I thank you, God, for your compassion, God. I thank you, God, for the spirit of conviction, Father. I thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
I'll provide the sacrifice. You provide. You provide the spirit. And I will open up inside. Fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. Fill me up.
Oh, hallelujah. Come on. Has God to fill you up? We give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Oh, I give you my life, Jesus. Oh, I give you my life, God.
I wanna run over.
How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. Just remember that Jesus has you in his hands, and he's in control of everything. See, I don't want to just incorporate God into my life. I want to give him my life. Oh, come on, somebody. How many know that when it's not God's timing, can't force it? I said when it's not God's timing, you can't force it. Oh, but when it is God's timing, you can't stop it.